When patterns are broken, new worlds emerge. This is Dr. Herbert L. Bareilly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. When patterns are broken, new worlds emerge. Now, what patterns could be broken to allow new worlds to emerge? The most devastating and the most responsible pattern that could be broken is the pattern that says something physical needs something physical to make it take place. Something physical needs something physical to make it take place. In other words, if you have a broken leg, you need to have a doctor set it. If you have a cold, you need to have a pill to take care of it. If you have any illness at all, you need to have certain types of medication to help you out of that illness. If you have the need for learning languages, you must have someone who knows languages to teach it to you. And on we go. But when patterns are broken, new worlds emerge. Now, the first pattern that we want to consciously break is the pattern that says, I can't do it. And when that pattern that says I can't do it is broken, then we feel insecure. We've spoken about the new university of chaos that exists. And this university of chaos is the most remarkable university you can ever imagine, because it is so contrary to what we understand the word chaos to mean. Chaos means that it is confusing, it is not balanced. And the University of Chaos teaches that all activity is balance. All activity, no matter how chaotic it may seem, no matter how unbalanced it may seem, no matter how out of direction it may seem, is indeed balanced. Now, how do we break the pattern that tells us that things are out of balance? How do we change the pattern in our thinking that says that it won't work? If you can dream, if you can imagine any concept at all, any dream at all, you can bring that forth in your experience. Throughout all of the written time, we have lists of things that were at that time, at points of time, thought to be incapable of happening, that it would be just impossible for a man to fly, it'd be impossible for him to walk on water, it'd be impossible for him to walk on fire, it'd be impossible for him to teleport, it'd be impossible for him to speak his word and be whole and perfect, it'd be impossible. Oh, the list goes on and on. Now, what list have you got for yourself that is impossible? Do you have a list of things that are impossible in your particular world that say to you that it just cannot be done? Well, if you do, then you've got yourself a list that wants to be double-checked. Because when you double-check that list and you look at it from an open mind, from an open sensitivity, you'll find that even some of the things that you have on your list that cannot be done have already been done. You just don't know about it. There are scientists who have accomplished things that have been said that they couldn't be done, and they were done. And a lot of times they will do it, and they cannot prove it again and again and again. And because they cannot prove it, they cannot replicate it. The scientific community does not accept it as a reality. Now, if you, for instance, were poor and had no money, and then all of a sudden you became rich and you had lots of money, now that would certainly seem to be something that would be impossible. Impossible for this person who is the type of person who thinks poverty, 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 who lives in poverty, who has known nothing but poverty all of their life, and then to be rich, it would be impossible for them. Now, it's true they might get money, but they would probably spend it so quickly that they wouldn't keep it. Now, that could be. That could all well be. But if this person who lived in poverty for some reason achieved wealth, and with the achieving of wealth did not need it or did not want it, but rather thought, okay, how can I make this stuff grow? How can I plant my money as seed and have it come forth as a beautiful crop, a great harvest of abundance for me? How can I do that? And so, rather than talking to the money experts, who would immediately have him invested, he talks to idea experts. He talks to entrepreneurs. He talks to people who have imagination, who take thoughts and flow with them and go with them. Now, in his heart, he always wanted to have himself a cafe. So he takes some of his money and he invests in a cafe. But he says, I want a cafe. But he knows nothing about a cafe, but they just seem nice. So he got this money. It was impossible for him to have it, but he got it. And he went to some friends and they said, well, if you want to have a cafe, then you can afford it. But if you want to have a cafe and enjoy it, first go to cafe school. Learn how to run a cafe. Learn all the things necessary to be a good cafe operator. How to buy your food. How to have a location. How to have the type of cafe that you want to have that pleases you and would please others in that location. And what type of help would you like to have? Would you like to have your family to help you? Would you like to have friends help you? Or would you like to have professional people do the work? A professional cook or a professional person who waits on tables? Not necessarily a member of your family. Because a member of your family feels that they're part of the business and they are always inclined to give it away. They're always inclined to give a little extra coffee or a little extra this or that, or else they're stingy. It could go the other way too. Now, as you break this pattern of being wealthy and being poor, as you break the pattern of being poor and being wealthy so that you have money, as you break the pattern of being unsuccessful and being successful, going to school and training yourself, as I said, this one woman, she was, my niece was working for her, and she had a business in Delaware, in Dover. She got fish and seafood. And so her husband ran the business and did very well, made a great success out of it, worth many million dollars, and then he died. And then it was all hers. No partners, no nothing. So she told the people who were working for her husband and her, go ahead and do what you've been doing. I'm going to get with you in 2 weeks. So in 2 weeks, she went to the banker who handled the accounts of her company and learned all about how the banking was done. Then she went to the different people in her company and learned how they did their jobs and what jobs they did and how they felt the company could improve and how they felt the company was just fine the way it was or whatever. And after 2 weeks, she had sort of filled herself up with all this information. And then she called a meeting of the top people working for her, and she said, all right, I have decided I'm going to run the business. I have talked with people and I've gotten ideas, and I'm going to depend on each one of you to do your job well and make this business grow. Now, what my husband did, he made the business triple its growth in 1 year. Now, we're going to quadruple its growth in 1 year. We're going to really make it grow, not because we're going to work hard, but because we're going to use the genius that each of us has. We're going to make this a money-making proposition, and each one of you who is helpful in doing that will receive a percentage. Now, are you with me? Oh, yes, they're with her. Now, she had the ability and the humility to work with the people and to turn over to them the responsibility, but yet also give them a credit for the responsibility that they did. And they did beautiful. They not only did five times, they did eight times the business they had done the previous year. And each year, they continued to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. Now, how did they do that? Well, they had to break the patterns. They had to break the patterns of the past, break the patterns that only her husband knew how to run it. Only her husband knew how to do the genius, and that's all. They had to break that pattern and find out that she was now the genius there. And she was surrounded by geniuses, even as her husband had been. She was surrounded by a banking community that was beautiful and beneficial to her and gave her all the advice and help that she needed. And she became very, very wealthy. Well, she wasn't poor, but she became very wealthy. Now, this can happen to each of us. When we break the patterns of the attitudes that we have that say things can't be done, and we go out and do them. This woman knew nothing whatsoever about the fish business. She knew nothing whatsoever. But she knew that she was an intelligent person. And with a little bit of guidance, she could really do a good job. Now, what is your desire for yourself? What is your dream for yourself? What is your choice for yourself? What patterns are you going to break to open up a new outlet for yourself? One of the first patterns I break for myself is a pattern that might be, I don't know what I'm doing, or I don't know. And I start saying, under all circumstances, I know that I know that I know that the divine in me knows the answer. I know that I know that I know. I know that I know that I know. And I say it, and I say it, and I say it, and I say it, and I say it. And I believe it in me. And whenever something boggles my mind, I just say, I know that I know. And then I stop and think, what is it that I know? What is it that I want to know about this particular thing? Ah! And as I open my mind and as I open my thought and open my intuition, the knowledge just comes to me and the way is open for me and I know exactly what I want to do. And I do it beautifully and I do it perfectly and I do it now. When patterns are broken, new worlds emerge. And when new worlds emerge, we feel magic has taken place. The magic was there all along. The ability was there all along. The patterns were there all along. And we were just sitting on the patterns. But when we start breaking the patterns and start looking at it from a new way, a new point of view, we find that it's not difficult at all. In fact, it's quite easy. And as it's quite easy, we have a great deal of fun doing it. Open your eyes to the patterns of your life. Open your eyes to the thoughts that you've had that it couldn't be done. And realize that now you're going to break the pattern of it couldn't be done. And if I can think it, I can do it. If I can dream it, I can achieve it. If I can know that it might exist, I can have it exist right now. Exciting, isn't it? But it works. And it works right now. It works for you and for me and for everyone. So have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.